Welcome to Impact to Income. My name is Tyler Watson, and I am super excited. Today I have a special guest with me, Tracy, who is a voice coach. And as you can tell, my voice is a little shot today, so I apologize for that. But I'm so excited because the power of voice, honestly, has been one of the biggest pieces in my life personally, to help me step into my power and really serve what I'm here to do. And I'm so excited to get to know Tracy a little bit better. And I talked to her a little bit before this podcast, and I'm just really, really super excited to hear what she has to say, because I have such a big just personal experience with voice, and it's been one of the biggest factors in my life that has helped me as an entrepreneur step into my power and enroll clients consistently. So as an impact and being able to make an impact, voice is everything. So Tracy, are you here with us?
I am. Thank you so much for having me. And gosh, I just love everything you just said.
Yeah, thank you. I'm just like giggling inside. I'm like, yes, this is one of my passions. And I'm excited to see where this goes. So Tracy, tell us a little bit about what you do and a little bit about why you do that. I know you mentioned a little bit before this, but yeah, if you could just do that again for us, that way the listeners can hear it. I think it was beautiful what you had to say.
Sure. What I do is I work with entrepreneurs, leaders, managers, business executives, to help them, and this is the way I do it, to help them rewrite the psychology of the voice story. We all have one. And for many people, the results of that story leave them not sounding confident, not being able to say what they need to say, not being captivating, not touching our emotions, and ultimately not getting where they want to be in life. So I help them rewrite that story by eradicating all of those bad voice habits that have been put in place from a very young age. And we put in new voice habits so they can really go to the next level, really transform more lives, including their own. So that's what I do in a nutshell. Why do I do it? One, because there is no greater joy for me than transforming a life. But two, there is no doubt in my mind that this is what I was put here on earth to do. It is very clearly my gift and my purpose.
Love it. Thank you, Tracy. So just to give you, Tracy, a little bit of insight of some of the things that I've been through and why voice is so important to me. When I was, 9 years old, I was actually in church, and there was a time where everybody goes up and kind of shares their feelings. And I remember I walked up and I went and I shared, and I have a gap between my teeth, and I used to be made fun of as a kid on the bus and things. And so I was really self-conscious of myself. And I remember walking up and I remember, sharing my feelings about God, and people laughed at something that I said, but I felt like they were laughing at me. And I took that on, and I made a subconscious decision that I would never talk in front of a group ever again. And for years I didn't. And my parents always were like, why don't you go talk in front of them? I was like, I'm not going to speak in front of people. And my mom, she's very artistic. She loves to sing. And I even more than talking, I had this fear of singing in front of people. And throughout that, as I became a speaker and a coach, I realized I've got to be able to speak to people. I've got to be able to have that power and be able to communicate effectively and that courage. So I did so many cool things that, I would watch people and I'd see how they spoke. And I'd just, watch YouTube videos of good speakers, and I'd practice how they spoke, the depth of some of their voices. And I'd just change and try to mimic what they were doing to portray the emotions that they were getting. And so, that whole process of going from fear of sharing my voice and really committing never to speak in front of anybody to now it's what I do as a career, you know, doing what I do, going all over the world and doing joint ventures with Ted McGrath and Les Brown and doing so many cool things, but it's all through voice. And so I'm so excited to hear what you have to say about the power of voice. For you, Tracy, what would you say, why is it that the voice is so important? You know, logically we get it. It's like, oh yeah, it's what we use to communicate, but why the voice? Why is it so important, the voice?
Well, I can answer that, but I just want to thank you for sharing your story with me. That is exactly what psychology of the voice is to me. Our experiences from a very young age go into our subconscious mind, and our subconscious mind's job is to protect our heart, and the voice is the orchestra of the heart. So what voice power is, in a nutshell, is it is an orchestra, and we all have a full orchestra. It is the orchestra you use to touch another person's emotions. In order to change a life, we need to touch emotions. And the voice, because of all the different tones, has the ability to affect our senses and in turn our emotions, causing us, you know, compelling us to take action, changing our lives or not. But there's also a voice power in so many other ways. The voice, just by using your voice, so many people can't even use their voice. Like you were saying, just one voice can give people the courage to use their voice. The voice is how we determine everything about you. Science has got me on this one. Science is backing me up that through the tones, we determine everything. And I can even listen to people and say, okay, there's a tone in your voice of needing to prove. That's why you're repelling customers. People hear that. People hear things in the voice, and they maybe can't identify it, but they're making decisions about us. So it's really, you know, it's so powerful in so many ways, because it gets us what we want, and it causes change in others.
I love it. And could you repeat that one phrase? You said that the voice is the orchestra.
The voice is the orchestra of the heart.
Of the
think
heart.
About it. Yeah, think about it. I love to say it like this. You know, if somebody dies, they're in the hospital and they're on the heart machine. When we're alive, that machine is going up, down, up, down, up, down. And then when they pass away, it flatlines. One of the things that so many people talk about is, well, I'm just not very interesting. My voice is very flat. They're disconnected from their heart. They're up in their words. They, you know, they need to show us who they are. And the voice is how that happens. The voice is the orchestra of the heart.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, Tracy.
Yeah.
So Tracy, if you had to give someone some advice, as an entrepreneur, as a speaker, coach, network marketer, expert, about their voice, you know, I'm sure you see a lot of different patterns and that you can kind of sum up. If you see one pattern that tends to be happening right now about the voice, what would a piece of advice be to help people step in with to own their voice more?
Gosh, it's hard to pick one. There's two really big running themes. One that I see so much is people use speaking fast to keep our attention. And speaking, yeah, it happens a lot. And I get a lot of comments about it, and I see it in a lot of the people I work with. Speed is never going to captivate us. We need all five of the vocal variety elements. And so people, they think, well, if I just go really fast, they'll stay with me because I got to go really fast. A lot of times that can come from, I just want to get to the other side of this. I want to get through this. I don't want to do this. But speed is being put into place to get a result that you'll never get. That is not what captivating is. And I think that the second big, big thing I see, certainly with the people I work with, people get stuck up in their head, focusing too much on the words. When you're up in your head, you're disconnected from your voice. Your voice is going to fall flat. So you have to drop down into your body and connect to the message. What is the message? If you're the expert, which you are, those words are going to be there for you. And if you're connected to the message, you're connected to your heart, and that passion is going to fuel your voice. So those are really two of the really big common things that I see.
I love it. So the speed, as well as the taking it from the mind and getting it into the heart.
Right.
So with that second piece, is there a technique or piece of advice that you could help our listeners to be able to get out of the head and into the heart more? I know when I'm teaching my entrepreneurs and in our masterminds and at our events, I find that anytime I'm promoting those things and I'm doing ads or videos, too often I get in my head and then I lose the feeling. And so I'm curious to hear what would your suggestion be? Because this happens in anything that somebody's, going to go for, whether they're going to do a sales presentation or a call or something important that they know is going to make a difference. Why do we go to our heads when it's like the most important things to stay in your heart? And how do we do that? Because, logically it sounds great. Get out of your head and get into your heart. So could you teach on that just for a moment? And I'm sure you have courses on that that the listeners can get plugged into. But if you could just share a couple of gold nuggets so that somebody could take action today and actually drop out of their head and into their heart, what would that be?
Sure. Well, we get up in our heads because we have been conditioned to give all the power to the words. And so we're so focused on the words and getting the words right. And so many people are analytical anyway, or perfectionist. I've got to get these words right. So first and foremost, you've got to know the words are not going to make me feel. It is what you do with the words. I have a saying, the words are everything and they are nothing. It's how you bring them to life that changes me. So two things we want to do is first, if I say to you, well, tell me what this presentation is about. Tell me what this pitch is about. Well, first I'm going to say this. Okay, stop right there. Bottom line it. What is one? I don't care that it's a 20-minute presentation in one or two lines. Tell me what this is about. Well, this is about how everybody has to do X, Y, Z, or they're not going to be able to catapult their career. Great. That is your message. Do not think about words, think about that message. Just let that be in your mind. I'm not thinking about how step one, two, three. I'm thinking about we have to change this, or whatever that phrase or two was that you bottom lined, right? Then the next question you want to ask yourself, how do I want them to feel? Well, I want them to feel excited. Well, I want them to feel like they've got to take action right now. All right, focus on how you want the audience to feel, the boss to feel, the coworker to feel. Focus on those two things, and what you will find is you will forget about the words. If I am focusing on that message, I've got to make them understand. The words will be there for you. It's never failed me. In 28 years of doing this, it's never failed me with anyone.
Love it. So Tracy, if somebody wanted to get plugged in and maybe go through some voice coaching, where would they need to go to get access to you?
Well, you can go to my website, which is where most of everything is, which is CaptivateTheRoom.com. And then you can also get I also have a podcast, Captivate the Room, that they can find me on that as well. And of course, I'm on LinkedIn and Twitter too.
Great. So CaptivateTheRoom.com, and in that, they can find your podcast as well?
Yes.
Beautiful. Awesome. And so, Tracy, tell us a little bit about, I've loved what you've said so far. You just have a very elegant way of describing things, and I really appreciate that, because I believe communication is an art, and something that I've really worked on for a lot of my years. Because I sucked at it really bad when I started. But I'm improving
Oh, you're doing
constantly.
great, especially knowing your psychology of the boy story. I mean, that I've listen, Tyler, I've met people 50, 60 years old that were still holding on and trapped in a story like yours. So well done.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. So Tracy, I'm just trying to sum up, figure out a good question or a good piece of advice that you could give us, maybe even just regarding this new year. And I know people set their intention and their goals. Do you believe that there's a link to people's voice and them achieving their goals?
Yes, I do. And let me process that for a minute. I do think it there is, because I would think that most goals require action, connection, and visibility. And especially in 2018, as we move forward, we've moved away from the not knowing who's behind the screen. People want to know who you are. And so I think to achieve goals, whatever they are in business, visibility and connection are crucial. I think they have been for a long time, but I think as we move forward, they're deal breakers. And if you want to connect with people, it is through your voice that you're going to build connections. You're either going to pull people close or you're going to repel them based on what they hear. And I think visibility is key. Videos on LinkedIn, videos on Facebook, videos on YouTube, video everywhere you turn. And that's going to require stepping into your voice, stepping into your voice power, and being vulnerable enough to show us who you are. So I do think that there is a link, and I think that's it. I think for many people, it requires courage, and it absolutely requires vulnerability. But I think if people are willing to do the work like you talked about and willing to have courage and be brave, they can supersede their goals.
I love it. Thank you so much, Tracy, for your insights. I feel like there's so much knowledge that you have and some great wisdom that you could continue to share. So, from the listeners, if you guys would like to continue to understand more of the power of the voice, because I know for myself, it has really been one of the most critical pieces for me in my career and even in getting my goals. I'm a firm believer of declarations and believing in what you say and the power of the voice. And so if you'd like to get access to Tracy, again, the website that you can go to is, could you repeat that one more time for our listeners, Tracy?
Sure, it's captivatetheroom.com.
Great. Captivatetheroom.com. And I highly encourage you to sign up and get a conversation with her. With Tracy, because she's got some amazing wisdom that she can share. And for me, I know one breakthrough through my voice, not just talking about money-wise, but in any relationship, to be able to break through resistance of past emotions through not being able to communicate effectively can be huge. It can create the happiness that we're all looking for. So thank you so much, Tracy, for joining us. If you had one piece of advice to give us, your listeners today, what would that advice be?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I have just enjoyed this time so much, and I think I have to go back to my tagline, and I'm going to cut my tagline, but altered a little bit. My piece of advice is, it is time for you to speak your truth. You have a message to share. You are someone's answer. So find the courage and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Tracy. And thanks for joining us today. Thank you all for listening in. And again, this is Impact to Income. Tyler Watson and Tracy here through the interview. And we'll see you on the next show.